The Money Show. The
Markets. David Peacock is a portfolio manager at Sunlum Private Wealth. And the first negative day on the week so far. Such a lovely recovery Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, David. And today, markets browbeaten by that surprise interest rate hike. And I suppose they just couldn't rise any further for now.
Yeah, Bruce, unfortunately, you know, we did have a tapering at the end of the end of the week. And I agree with you. I think that, you know, clearly the inability to forecast properly is clearly had a knock-on effect to the markets. I think the positive is the fact that, you know, we've seen the rand to the dollar, the rand to the euro, et cetera, you know, looking, trending quite a lot firmer. So the last time we saw, you know, a move like this was sort of November last year, where, you know, the rand was just sort of around the sort of level and dropped below 17, you know, towards the end of November. So, you know, from that perspective, I think it's to be expected. Very, very mixed market that we had at the end of the day, with some commodities firmer, others negative, and that sort of thing. I think the positive, though, Bruce, is the fact that, you know, on the quarter, because believe it or not, we are a quarter of the way through the year already.
Can't believe it. Yes.
We've actually had a decent return with sort of the All Share Index up sort of 4%. Unfortunately, commodities were off, but you know, they're coming off a very high base, and industrials looking quite positive. And if you look internationally, you know, we've got a similar picture, you know, with the U.S. market and that sort of thing. So, you know, I think taking a bit of positive out of this, I would hope, and, you know, even our Reserve Bank is saying, you know, don't try and second guess the fact that maybe this is the top of the cycle, which is, you know, what we were expecting, you know, in the last while. But, you know, maybe it is the top of the cycle, and with the rand a little bit firmer, with markets the way that they've performed so far, with in many respects valuations in a South African perspective compared to the international peers looking attractive, you know, maybe it's not such a bad outlook going forward.
Yeah, the use of the word maybe is always one that scares me, David. You know that. You know that. I'm frightened by the word maybe. But yeah, without power and without with interest rates at their highest levels in 13 years, I don't know how South Africa avoids a recession this year. We're in a technical recession, absolutely no doubt about that, with the power cuts that hit us in the fourth quarter of last year, the first quarter of this year. I can't imagine that we get any economic growth at all for the year, for the full year of 2023.
Yeah, Bruce, I think that is a sobering fact. You know, in terms of the rating agencies, and their views on how they've scaled back in terms of our economic growth going, you know, so far. I mean, ultimately, you know, a very sobering fact is that the basically the load shedding that we've seen from January to now is equivalent to the four previous years to 2021. So, I mean, that is a very sobering fact, and that's had a massive switch in terms of and downgrade in terms of expectations for growth. You know, for example, Fitch saying that they anticipate us just being ahead of flat for the year. You know, so clearly that is an issue. And you know, I think looking forward from here in terms of the private generation of power, in terms of how that impacts, whether it be a household or you know, industry, I think is ramping up very, very quickly. I mean, you've seen that in terms of the sort of the delay in terms of installation of new power sources and the availability of the equipment. I think that as we head through the year, and obviously we're heading into winter in the next couple of months, I think we're going to see quite a strong reversal in terms of how power is generated in the country. And you know, if we look sort of a year, 2 years ahead from here, you could well find that Eskom, if they can get their financials out in time, will find that, you know, they're producing excess electricity for the country because of the fact that we've had this significant switch from, you know, relying on Eskom for for power to alternative sources.
Yeah, and that becomes another problem for them later on down the track. But I can't wait for that to be a problem, excess power. But we've been told for many, many years, 2 years from now, we'll have this problem solved. I think finally, that two-year time frame is realistic, simply because we've liberalized the electricity generation game to a point where it's possible for private companies to start generating the stuff and sell it into the grid and actually be make companies more independent of Eskom, which has proven to be very, very disappointing, I think is the polite way of putting it. In terms of overall markets around the world, I mean, the worries about the banks, this time 3 weeks ago, things were incredibly frightening. Things were going awry terribly for the American banking sector. That quickly spread to other parts of the world. That does seem to have gone by the wayside now. I'm not too sure that it's over and done with, but it's certainly much calmer this week than it was the previous two.
Yes, Bruce, I agree with you. I would say to you that the various reserve banks around the world have really taken a lesson from what happened in 2008 and 2009, and moved very swiftly in terms of correcting a situation where there is fear and uncertainty. And from that perspective, as I say, I think that they've taken a very good lesson out of those previous years and acted very swiftly. And, but in terms of South African banks, besides the fact that there's an investigation into collusion in manipulating the currency, and then obviously the other issue that's coming through at the moment is the legal movement of cash and money laundering that's coming along as well. I would say that I think that, that was thankfully sorted out very, very quickly. And the focus is now on, where to in the global economy from an inflation, interest rate, and obviously profitability of corporate. So I think one of the positives and the reason why you're seeing the U.S. market is looking a little bit firmer this evening is the fact that their private consumption inflation numbers were somewhat lower than expected. They came in at 0.3 as opposed to the sort of expected 0.4. And that stimulated the market a little bit in terms of the fact that should we see a continuation of inflation being tempered, as well as the fact that that job market not growing as aggressively as it has in the past, will clearly ease off the inflation worry, and then hopefully see central banks start easing back on hiking rates, and hopefully then moving from what seems to be anticipated at the moment as a hard landing, but more towards something in between a soft and a hard landing, and managing that process a little bit more sensibly.
David Peacock, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Thank you, David, for your contribution this evening.